Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm going to be gone, Wednesday, or tomorrow and Thursday, we're going to be traveling for work. Blech. But, so I just want to give you that heads up. But I want to go back into Hebrews and continue with this evil heart of unbelief. If you go to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you with an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another or call near one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Again, the whole point of this life is to get to know God. Grace, which is God's loving disposition, the place that He put us in, and peace, which is a state where you're not affected by the outside world, will make you full or will fill you up through the instrument of having the epignosis. It's a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from Him and you heed His advice and of His Son, Christ Jesus. Two different things. So again, if you don't harden your heart to God, which is to stiffen or to make stiff, all that stuff comes through the deceitfulness of sin when you go against what God says. But it doesn't affect your position. And I want to keep on pounding this because you are righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You are upright with God. So no matter what you do, stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. And that's the liberty to go where one wants. Stand in that liberty and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of the bondage. You know, you can do whatever you want in this life. But the more you go in a carnal with the carnal man or the deceitfulness of sin, the harder your neck or your heart gets. It's harder to just receive from God because you're not thinking of God as much. If you jump over to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "There therefore remaineth a rest day to the people of God. For he that is entered into God's rest, he hath ceased from his own works as God did from his own." There remains, I'm always like, it always blows my mind. It doesn't blow my mind, but it's, people don't know what to do in their life. What is the point of life? I've gone through this myself. What is the point? The point of life is to get to know God, to enter into God's rest, where you cease from your own works as God did from His own. On the seventh day, God of the creation, 6 days He created the heavens and the earth, seventh day He took a rest and everything multiplied. It's to get to the point where you just believe God, trust God, and let Him do the work. Verse 11, "Let us labor therein to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." And unbelief is that evil heart. And unbelief makes it harder to get to know God, obviously. Verse 12, "For the spoken word of God is living." And this is one of those verses that I stick to. If you remember a couple verses in life, this is a good one. "For the spoken word of God," the word of God, "is living." This thing's living. It moves in your life with you, and it affects the things that you do. If you read every day, believe me, there's going to be things you're going to be going through in life. Like I always self-reflect, let's say, about the way I treat people. Because sometimes I am a complete jerk. That's a very, very PG way of explaining it. But I can be a real jerk. I mean, I can be not cool. And I condemn myself about that. I that's just one of those things that I'm bothered by and I want to change, but I'm kind of quick to anger. Again, not a biblical principle. But the thing is when I do that and I feel terrible, I'll start reading the word and stuff will jump out at me about being soft and being tenderhearted and being kind. And I mean, all these things, not to get too on top of myself about it, because that godly grief will work at the change in your moral position. That sorrow will move you to a better spot in life. But it's living and it's breathing. And that's why you got to read for yourself. You got to learn how to read the word to where you understand it. I personally read out loud for years until I started to really get this stuff. And if I find my mind kind of juggling all over the place, I read out loud. The spoken word of God is living, and it's powerful, it's effectual in operation, and sharper above any two-edged sword, passing through even the act of the dividing of the soul and the spirit. It passes through the carnal man and the natural man, the things that are carnal, that you just who you are, if you haven't changed yet. Those carnal thoughts, it passes through that. The spiritual thoughts, it passes through that. If you're walking in the spirit, sometimes, it's not always easy. Sometimes you might be off spiritually. God will pass through that with his spoken word through the dividing, the acts of dividing of the soul and spirit and the joints of the marrow. And this word is skilled in judging. It's a discerner of the thoughts. And this is one of my favorite parts in the word. Your thoughts are your secret motives and the emotional revolving of the mind. It knows both your secret things, the things you don't tell other people that you're thinking. It also knows what is emotionally motivating you. It passes through it. And the intents, which is what is in the mind of the heart, and that is the seat of your distinctive character. The word passes through, cuts through all of it, and brings you to a place where you know what the truth is so that you can walk in a healthy way with God, learning to develop the relationship. Because if you're walking carnally, which isn't, go for it. You can do whatever you want. But if you're walking that way, it's just not easy. Life is not full of peace because peace comes through the relationship. When you go through a struggle in life, it's really easy to go to a therapist, let's say. But that's not what the word says to do. It's about getting your nose in the word. I'm not talking on therapists, by the way, because I've been to a couple, but I'm just saying this is what will change your life. This is what will help you. This is what you grow to learn to what is important? What should I look on? How should I work with this situation? This is what will do it. You got to get your nose in the word. You got to change your mind to what the word says. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. Again, it's biblical. Never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just for today, and I can knock out everything that needs to get done, and that the people that receive the product are blessed. I thank you for my family, and just that we are protected on our travels, and that we can, it just goes very, very smooth. And I thank you again for my sister, my dad, my mom, just that you just take care of them and that you bless them, the people that we work with, the people that are receiving the product that we produce, and I just thank you for the moments and for your son. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.